It's the California Wine Country Podcast with Steve Jackson and Dan Berger. We taste, we laugh, we learn.
California Wine Country with Dan Berger, brought to you by Bottle Barn. Barry Herbst from Bottle Barn sent me another message saying they're working on that digital thing that they've got going, and he's just slammed again. So he'll be back with us soon to talk about what they're doing. And with this, can anyone explain what they're doing?
It has to do with
shipping.
Yeah, they're going to be shipping all around the United States.
And they already do to many places.
They do, but now it's going to be a little bit more, shall we say, comprehensive.
Right.
The other part of it is that they cannot, by contract, advertise their pricing online because they cut so many good deals.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen is, to get the word out, they're going to try to do it through discount pricing and hope that the word of mouth will carry their message.
They've been building a whole separate room, or
they've got a warehouse on the other side. It's just one door down.
Okay, from Bottle Barn.
From Bottle Barn.
Yeah, Barry will be back as soon as he can to discuss in detail what it is they're doing. California Wine Country. It's a Tom Simoneau day, and we do it once a month. And he is back with us. I also got to talk about our friends across the hall from Sonoma Biz magazine. For some reason, somebody dropped off a six-pack or something of this butter Chardonnay. It's canned wine. I tried some, and I thought it was pretty good. We're going to get into this with Tom Simoneau and our guests, and, of course, Dan Berger, to talk about canned wine. I got to throw that into the mix because it is a new concept.
Hey, cans. They've been around for a while, but
really?
I'll stick my nose in it. Not a problem.
There you go. Tom Simoneau, and introduce our guests.
We have from Treasury Wine Estates, Tamara Stanfill, Public Relations Manager. Hey, Tamara.
Hi.
And Ming Alterman, the Director of Digital for Treasury Wine Estates.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Mike.
I'll tell you, the crazy thing about what everybody's going to hear today, and what has just blown my mind to see what is going on at Treasury with this whole line of talking wine labels. Ming, you're going to have to kick one in so we can kind of listen to.
Not yet.
Nope, not yet.
We are going to do that, though.
Okay.
We got to set this up, Tom.
Okay. All right.
Trust me.
Okay. All right, Jackson.
10 years
your
on the show,
man.
Yeah, exactly. Because I've been promoting this all day, saying we're California Wine Country with Dan Berger, and Tom Simoneau's in today with talking wine bottles, and that's just a crack up in general, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but we'll get into this in detail. But first, Ming, talk about, or Tamara, is it Tamara?
Tamara.
Tamara, talk about Treasury Wine Estates.
So, yeah, Treasury Wine Estates, based out of Australia, but
that mic. There you go. Yeah,
we've
that.
Been obviously, you know, have huge heritage in California as well, and a lot of own a lot of wineries here in terms of, you know, gems, historical gems like Beringer and Sterling.
Really?
Yep. And then also nearby in Sonoma as well with Chateau Saint Jean. So. And then in Australia with some brands like, you know, Penfolds and, you know, other up-and-coming, you know, brands like 19 Crimes. So we kind of go across the gauntlet and, you know, really, really happy to be here today.
19 Crimes.
Yes.
We talked about
19 Crimes was one of my most fun wine of the year last year.
Yeah.
In my Wines of the Year program.
I remember that. Where's the name come from? I mean, that's a unique name.
Yeah. Tamara, do you want to pass that on as the PR guy?
I could speak to it a little bit. So essentially, the convicts that were shipped to Australia from
That's
the
right.
UK.
We talked about that.
We have made them more infamous or famous, I think, than they probably were, and have put their faces and their characters and their profiles on the 19 Crimes labels. So those are some of the characters that will come to life when you download the Living Wine labels and get to see how it works on your phone.
I can't wait for Ming to explain how this works. But, Tom?
The crazy thing is you get this app, you put the app together with the label, and the label actually comes to life on your phone, and you can see the gentleman in 19 Crimes. The 19 Crimes was if you were in England in, 1860 or whenever it was, and you were convicted, it was either death or take a boat ride to Australia.
Yeah.
Right? And half of them died on their way to Australia. So these 19 crimes, you were convicted of one of them, and a lot of these gentlemen, and now there's a lady on you, one of your new ones, right?
Yes.
Were convicted, and when you hit the app, the label will actually explain what the person was guilty of in their own words.
On the wine bottle?
On the wine bottle.
Oh,
on
get
your phone.
Out of here.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, the actual display is on your iPhone. So,
but the
label itself doesn't actually move.
The label doesn't move, but when you put the phone up to the label and then you look at the phone, the label's got the guy's mouth is moving and you can hear his words or hers.
Yep.
They're talking about their crime?
They're talking about their crime. You want to hit one?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
I'm going to turn it up.
It's like a little movie that comes to life on your phone.
Unbelievable.
Well, forgive me for caring more about myself than the cause.
So this is the Shiraz bottle, and this is John
Boyle O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Yep.
And talking about his crime. And, you know, what we do with Living Wine Labels is we actually use a technology called augmented reality, or AR, and which when you put your camera in the app to the label, it comes to life. And so right now what we have is with 19 Crimes, all of the convicts and the gang members talking about their particular crime. And we brought some other bottles as well that can talk about different things.
Now, you just poured us a Chardonnay. Now,
yes.
Which one was it?
We just poured
Nobody
you...
poured me anything.
Oh, whoa.
I can't leave.
Don't
can't
mess with the host,
up.
People.
Pour him a nice pour.
Mm-hmm.
He is
so this
Mr.
is our
Chardonnay.
Newest wine that we've just launched just within the last few weeks. So you're one of the first to taste this. This is our new Embrazen wines, and we are featuring women who have made historical significant steps for women throughout history. And so this specific Chardonnay that we're pouring is with Celia Cruz. Chardonnay.
Okay, Mike, crank that his mic up. That's up all the way. Okay.
Oh, sorry. I tried to get.
Put it right up to your microphone.
There is a reason they call me the Queen of Salsa. I began my career as the first woman at my record label.
Sure.
Stole the spotlight in an industry dominated by men, and claimed my throne as the most successful Latin artist of the 20th century.
Wait a minute, that's Melania Trump. Didn't she sound just like her?
Yeah,
yeah.
Pretty much.
So Celia Cruz is actually from Cuba, but yeah. We also have, this is what we're drinking right now is Chardonnay. We also have Josephine Baker, the activist and entertainer, and Nellie Bly, the journalist, who flew all around the world in a plane as well. So,
sure, Nellie Bly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So those should be hitting, you know, your wine stores as soon as possible. And you guys are tasting some of the first.
Explain, Tom, okay, all these wines, under what label and umbrella?
Well, you've got Behringer, you've got Lindemann's, you've got a new one, The Walking Dead.
Yep.
Right? And that's kind of designed for your new millennials.
It had to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you've got this
Mike
traditional...
Mike likes that one, and he doesn't drink wine.
You've got this traditional Behringer Brothers Bourbon Barrel Age Chardonnay, which we're going to taste.
Yep.
Which is another new brand.
Yep.
It's obviously a Behringer brand, and it's aimed at the younger crowd.
Sure.
Right? These wines are all, between $15 and $20 a bottle?
Correct.
Yeah.
And how did this all come together as far as the talking wine bottle?
So
thing?
We, you know, wine is all about exploration. And what we were finding is that some of our, you know, wine drinkers, whether they were just getting into wine or really enjoyed it, when they're going to the shelf, they were wanting to explore more and get to know these brands and wineries more. But they were sort of inundated by choice and sort of paralyzed at the wine shelf. What we wanted to do is add more exploration and kind of experiential into choosing wine. And so what the Living Wine Labels does is gives you an opportunity at shelf to explore these brands through augmented reality.
Now, what I'd like you to do is walk over with that bottle, emblazoned, and show Jackson the picture that you create while Dan and I talk about the Chardonnay.
Perfect.
How's that? And get over there and show Jackson. Right. It's going to blow your mind, my friend.
Yeah, come on over here, man.
So what do you think? What do you think, Dan, about this? As far as the Chardonnay.
They did a really nice job of trying to capture fruit. When they're making a wine from various regions of the state, you have to make some compromises. In this case, they kept a number of the vineyards were from cool climates, obviously, from the aromatics. It's got a little oak. It's a lot of broad strokes kind of thing. And it's really made in the very popular styles.
So. Yeah, it's got a little sweetness, just a little bit.
Just a trace.
Okay, he just showed me, and Ming showed me. That,
isn't that
I'm
something?
I'm flipping out here.
It's something, man. Wait till you see this thing from Behringer. It's got the Behringer brothers, Jacob and what's
Frederick.
The other? And Frederick Behringer from 1860. Talking about their winery.
Oh, good Lord.
This is the craziest thing. And then the Walking Dead thing. Yeah. Actually, if you get too close to the Walking Dead, it breaks your phone.
That's the one that's perfect for Halloween coming up. You can scare
this
everyone.
This is such a trip. Tom, thanks for bringing these folks in. So we agree this Shard is...
quite good.
Pretty
quite
good. Pretty good. It's probably $15 a bottle or thereabouts.
Yep, correct. Exactly.
Yeah, nice wine.
Yeah.
No complaints about the quality of the wine.
No, I'd pay $15.
But the package is new to me. I did not know about the emblazoned label, so that's something new.
And it's screw cap as well, which I love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, the next one is another Chardonnay.
I do have an update that I need to break in on, and it is sad news.
Oh, I heard. Terrible.
My dear friend, who has been on this show so many times over the years, beloved California vintner Ulysses Valdez has died. Apparent heart attack. What did you say, 49? Oh, good Lord. And he was just, I was just talking to him about a month ago to get him back in on the show because he's just a sweetheart.
It's unbelievable. Right here in the middle of Crush, and Ulysses is probably one of the best grape growers, an amazing success story.
Yeah, and managing vineyards for a lot of folks.
He's a rock star vineyard manager.
Yeah.
And a great guy. You've had him on the show a lot. He was, he had his own wine brand with his family.
Yep.
I mean, it just tells you, life is short and hug the ones you love because you never know what's going to happen. And God bless you, man.
Yeah. Ulysses Valdez. What a shame. Okay. Back to fun. Here.
Okay. Back to talking wine labels. All right. So here's one that is not just for fun, but it's actually
Margot Van Staveren.
Van Staveren. The winemaker for Chateau St. Jean is on this talking label of the Chardonnay. Now, is that the same Chardonnay you've got in your glass? You haven't finished yet?
I don't know.
That's the emblazon.
Okay, so get rid of that.
I'll get rid of this.
We're going to pour you the St. Jean. And, Tamara, what's the St. Jean list for?
So similarly, about 13 to 15.
Oh, that's really?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So Chateau St. Jean wine made by Margot, who puts her love and heart into it.
The St. Jean wine is a little bit more distinctive than the emblazon, partially because of some cooler climates. So you can smell a little bit sort of citrusy, almost lime and lemon kind of.
Oh, yeah. Much, much more sophisticated.
Oh,
more
getting sophisticated. That
a little drier.
Yeah. A little drier, yeah. And not quite as much obviousness. That's a more delicate wine, so that's nice.
Is that Sonoma County? It couldn't be.
I would say primarily. It says California on the label, but it's probably Sonoma County.
Just a blend. Do you want to? Give us a little?
Yeah.
Okay, now Ming, put that right. Put your phone.
Okay.
Smash it right into the microphone.
Hold on one second.
So this one is actually Margot speaking, and you won't see her face or anything like that come to life, but it is a little musical box sort of animation that comes to life. So
good
really
Lord.
Pretty romantic feeling. Margot met her husband Don in the winemaking department there at Chateau St. Jean, so that's sort of the story that comes to life when you play this one.
And hold on one second. Just getting the positioning.
Here
positioning.
It is.
Positioning is very important. All right, put your phone right up to the mic.
Welcome to Chateau St. Jean. I'm Margot Van Staveren, and I've learned that great wine comes from great pairings. Our wines begin here in the vineyard, And there is no place more special than California for growing grapes in ideal soils with plenty of sunshine. In the winery, I met my husband, Don, and we paired our strengths, talents, and love for winemaking through long harvest days as sunny skies turned to starry nights. All so that when we come together to share a good meal, I know we have the perfect wine for the occasion, a wine made for two.
And it's pictures. It's like a cartoon of Margo sitting down to dinner. And it's unbelievable.
Talking wine bottles only on California Wine Country, my friends.
First self-driving wine.
This is brilliant.
The next thing is the bottle's going to open itself up and pour it into a glass.
We would love that. That's our next innovation.
Yeah, there it is.
The inspiration behind this was sort of a music box and to kind of open it up to show you how Margot met her husband, Don, at the winery, which is such a great story and we'd love to tell everybody.
Right. People obviously don't know that, so it's kind of cool as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys a question? And the winner gets a prize. How many downloads do you think Living Wine Labels has at the moment? The closest person, we have one of these lovely bottles to take home. I'd love for all you guys to guess if that's okay.
400,000.
Okay.
1,000,000.
Okay.
Five.
Five downloads?
Yeah.
Just single five?
Okay. I'm just an a-hole. What can I say?
Well, we have a winner who said 1,000,000. We actually have 2.25 million downloads.
Wow.
Holy crap.
And this is global, I'm talking about.
Right.
So,
sure.
Living
when did
wine,
this launch?
This launched in June of 2017. And it started out as 19 Crimes Only, and now is some of, we have 8 brands now launched within the Living Wine Labels app.
Oh, you're going to get so much more.
The 19 Crimes thing just blew my mind last year when I heard about it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, talking labels, hello. I had to bring these guys here. And Jim Caudle was going to be here today. Jim, obviously, I guess you guys had a get-together with him and Jim Morris in D.C.
Yes.
Over glasses of Chardonnay.
Yes, and I played piano, and he sang. Yeah.
He said, yeah, you keep
at a bar in D.C., yeah. Yes. It was hilarious.
You're lucky you didn't get
guy.
Arrested. If I'd have been there, you probably would.
Oh, well, we have security when we go to D.C.
Of course. Anyway, so Jim couldn't be here. He's selling wine in Chicago, so Tamara is sitting in for Jim. He may call.
All right, good.
So.
And
he told me about this.
Tyson, go get the piano, and if Jim calls, he'll sing and I'll play. Yeah, that was a hell of a night.
That's what he said.
Oh,
I would pay
God.
For that. I'd pay admission.
It was
We could
hilarious.
Get a wine label with that on it.
That's
the
right.
Crowd, the crowd went crazy.
Did they
it was
really?
Packed. Yeah, they loved us.
Yeah. It was late, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
So this Chardonnay is terrific. Yeah. And how much is it again?
It's around $13.
And,
jeez.
So with the label reads St. Jean, what is it? Is there something to distinguish that's distinguished about
just California different? Appellation?
No,
on the back
so it's
label,
a,
yeah.
just a St. Jean California
yeah,
appellation.
Yeah, California appellated. Yeah.
Wow.
And you can find it in your
Safeway.
Favorite Safeway, Total Wine. Also
Bottle
locally
barn.
As well? Yeah, Bottle Barn as well.
Oh, yeah.
So.
You guys are going to get a lot of new wineries, I think, that who want to participate in this. I can't imagine.
Well, it's treasury. I mean, it's...
We are the first doing anything like this.
Yeah.
And specifically, Living Wine
here,
Labels is proprietary to us.
Yeah. We're also going to try
wine
in a can. It's called Butter Chardonnay. It's from Jam Cellars. They're
so
in Modesto.
It's a Gala product, isn't it, Dan?
Yeah, it looks like it.
There's no augmented reality on this one yet. Just to be clear, listeners.
Dan, talk about wine in a can. Yeah,
canned wine started in the United States in the 1940s.
Oh, get out!
Seriously, I've got an empty can of Beaujolais from France that was sent over here about 47 or 48. The canned wines in those days were done primarily because of the fact that they didn't break. Wine bottles were difficult to ship right after the war because very few people had proper materials.
Right.
So the canned products were coming over here, inexpensive products. They were sold for about...
That was pre-bubble wrap.
Yeah, they were about 60 or 70 cents a can in those days. But they weren't traditional sizes. They were like 190 90 milliliters or something like that. It was really small stuff, and it was really very ordinary wine. Friends of ours gave us some empty cans that they had in their cellar. Canned wine has been on and off the shelves for a long time. The problem has always been quality of the wine.
Yeah.
And in this case, I think this is a much, much finer product from just what I've smelled.
Yeah, I tasted it earlier before you guys were in, and
it's
I thought it's quite sweet.
It's quite sweet.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. But I haven't tasted it, but I mean, the aroma is at least clean.
No,
it
ain't. Not bad.
Yeah, what's it cost, you know?
I have no idea.
Free.
Do you know?
Yeah,
we like this price.
Of course, they got it free.
That's the radio thing. Everything's free, isn't it?
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back with California Wine Country. Don't forget our podcast. Each episode is podcast everywhere that great podcasts are offered. Plus, you can go to calwinecountry.com. Don't forget to
subscribe.
Thank you, Dan. All right, we've got talking wine. Bottles here. This is very cool. Tamara Stanfill is Public Relations Director for Treasury Wine Estates. Ming Alterman is the Director of Digital, and I guess he's the one that came up with this whole situation. We need to reset, because if our 5 o'clockers are just joining us and we're talking about talking wine bottles. somebody re-explain this whole thing.
So thanks again for having us. Living Wine Labels app, you can download it in the Apple Store or the Google Play Store, is a augmented reality app where our wine labels come to life. You know, really what we were trying to do is make wine very fun and to be able to have a even further exploring aspect of learning about wine and learning about different wineries, etc. And so... we're really, really happy to be here, and we have some great wines for everyone to taste today.
Okay, talk about the app, though. So you can go, I can go to the App Store.
Yep.
On my iPhone.
Yes.
And then the other one.
The Google Play Store.
Yeah.
For Android.
So how does it work? You download the sucker, and then.
So you download the sucker, and then and then you need the bottle, which is, you know, which you can go into your local bottle shop or Safeway. Or a big, you know, retail store. And
how many wineries now are a part of this program?
We have 8 brands on Living Wine Labels app in the United States.
All right.
And, you know, brands like 19 Crimes or The Walking Dead or Embrazen, which we just tasted. And you literally hold the bottle up to the app through your camera and then watch the label come to life. And with 19 Crimes, we have some of our convicts talking about the crimes they committed.
Right.
With Embrazen, we have people like Nellie Bly, Celia Cruz, talking about their achievements and how they changed society. With The Walking Dead, we have entertainment where zombies come and... through augmented reality, crack the screen of your phone.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Mike was telling me this. Now, but he said, because you guys checked out the Walking Dead thing, it wouldn't translate on the radio because it's basically just zombies going.
But the crazy thing is there are two
visual.
There's two wines to the Walking Dead brand, and they actually confront each other if you had both bottles together with the app facing one of them.
This is genius.
And they actually talk to each other, correct?
Yeah, you actually... So right now in the studio, we have the Walker, but we also have a Ranger bottle as well, where if you line up the two bottles together, they will have an interaction, and I won't give it away, but you know what happens when a human interacts with a Walker, right? It won't be too pretty. might be a little gory, but... We also have Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc as well, with two other different characters from the comic as well.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, they should be available in most stores right now.
What are you guys tasting here? It's a red.
So we did The Walking Dead Cabernet Sauvignon 2016. What does it say? Our augmented reality. Okay, there we go. So this is a U.S.-based wine. It says California Appellation. And made in Sonoma County.
So hand that to Jackson so he can taste it.
Very nice wine.
It's very nice, man. And this is $18?
Yes.
Okay. What I like about this wine is it actually smells like Cabernet.
Yeah.
Tastes like Cabernet. and has a nice bit of structure to it. So it's got a little more of the tannin structure that you want when you're putting it up against food.
Is this a vintage? Is that a
vintage?
Yeah,
it's a 2016.
Yep. 16, so
and
it's
nicely
young.
Made.
You know, it reminds me, kind of, remember those Nervo wines from the old days?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Farmer's Red Table and all
let's,
that?
This let's, kind not, of let's not bring that one back.
There was no talking label on those.
No, you had to talk to yourself while you bought it.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so Mike says the Walking Dead stuff is just zombies. It's not going to translate on radio. Okay, but check it out. And go to talkingwinelabels.com. And as I always bitch about, this is one of those sites where you're supposed to put in your birthday, your date of birth, and there's nothing I hate more. So I can't even figure out how to get in. Right now
Put your date of birth and go to livingwinelabels.com.
I would
1939, that, Jackson.
Just calls ahead. For him to remember his birthday.
Mine says 292. I can't get this thing to work here.
It's a format thing.
Oh no! Just go to the two and I think because you have the two in there and everyone born in two is
make that a zero.
Yeah.
Put 02.
Oh.
But that's not his birthday.
So it's just an age gate where if you refresh the page, I think it will work great.
Okay. I can do that, I think.
So if you go to livingwinelabels.com or if you go to your App Store or Google Play Store and look up Living Wine Labels, no, you'll be able to download the app.
Oh, I did this.
Yep, you did this.
Okay, I was putting in
1952.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, do the year.
Oh, I don't need the whole birthday.
No, you just need the year.
Oh, well, I was born in 1930. Yeah. Oh, just the year. Okay, 1-9. Oh, I get it now. 5-2. Here we go.
There you are.
I'm in.
Yep. And you see that Get the App button?
Yeah,
you
I'm getting that. The app tonight as soon as I get home.
Please do.
No, I will. I can't wait to see more of these labels and wineries.
You will be
getting
seeing more
getting
of this.
On board on this.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. After the show today, you guys are going to get a lot of new business, I would think.
Well, yeah, we hope so.
And one of our local favorites, Chateau St. Jean, we've just rolled out labels with Margot Van Staveren, our winemaker, who actually explains the story of how she met her husband, Don, at the winery and how they're making beautiful wines. So we even brought a bottle of the California Chardonnay from Chateau St. Jean as well.
Okay, we've heard from her. Give us a new one. What do we got?
Give us the Barringer brothers.
Okay.
Jacob and Frederick from like 1860.
Okay, so I'm gonna demo it right now.
All right, make sure that phone is right up to the mic. Wow, this is crazy stuff. I love it. It's California Wine Country, brought to you by
Here it comes.
Bottle Barn. Okay.
I'm just holding it up to the mic, trying to balance it. Hold on one second.
That photographer, get off to. Jacob, look at your hands.
Yes, we were crushing the new grapes today. All good color. It's going to be a marvelous vintage.
Oh, marvelous. Brother, your hands are purple. This photo is for posterity, Jacob. An eternal record of our winery, raised out of the California wilderness, forged through grit and...
And pioneering spirit alone. We know, Frederick. All right, I'll give them a good scrubbing. Won't be a moment.
Hello, you there. Can you operate a camera? Jacob, we're all ready.
So in this particular experience, it takes place in 1876 when the Barringer brothers, Jacob and Frederick, are just starting their winery. And what we ask consumers to do is press the lower right button to take a picture that will then show up in a newspaper that, you know, we kind of created based on the 1876 version of what newspapers looked like back then. So it's really interactive, and it shows the history and... You know, great, you know, rich heritage of Barringer.
Oh, I'll tell you, man. And it's great to see the Barringer brothers come to life on the label. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm looking at that on the website now that I finally got in. Those are the Barringer brothers.
No, you're looking at 19 crimes there.
Oh, 19 crimes. Yeah, oh, okay. Barringer. This is just such a trip. I'm just blown away. Okay, and this...
So this is our bourbon barrel-aged Chardonnay. We just launched it about a year ago.
From Barringer.
Mm-hmm. From Barringer, yep. So this is brand new. really beautiful packaging on it, too, that harkens back to the history of the Behringer brothers and the tradition. Yeah, quite special.
Amazing.
And it's a new style. So the wine's actually aged in bourbon barrels, so it does have a little richer character to it than you would find in most sort of traditional Chardonnays.
Dan, your thoughts?
It's tricky because this is a new sort of concept wine for the millennial buyer. I think traditionalists are going to look askance at it because the aromatics are slightly different than anything you'd ever see in a traditional California or European Chardonnay. This is a big, rich, bold wine. Millennials are really probably like it a lot. It's soft. It's very richly flavored, if mm-hmm. you can say that. The aftertaste is pretty much leaning on that barrel component, which is, I think, a little bit too I wouldn't say it's too much. It's more than I prefer, but I think a lot of millennials will really like it.
It almost has a cola finish.
Oh, boy.
It's crazy.
It's rich. Yeah. I think that's what they're aiming to do, is to try to
caramel,
make it.
Caramel, cola, something. There's something going on there.
Mike would probably be okay with it.
What was that clam sauce thing you were talking about earlier during the break? Might go well with that.
Well, we found that a lot of people who like to drink bourbon and not necessarily into wine kind of gravitate to this kind of type of wine. And so that's actually what we're trying to do.
It has a spiciness.
Yeah. Mm. Is bring in whiskey drinkers into the wine category, right?
Yeah, I can get the bourbon. I don't want any more.
Too. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Sort of a winter
I'm an old guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a triple millennium.
Not a tradition.
No. Wow.
I love the label, too, man. And then the Behringer brothers. I mean, I'm a history buff, and to see the Behringer brothers coming to life, hello.
Yeah.
The oldest operating winery in Napa, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Go to livingwinelabels.com, and when they ask for your birth date, don't be an idiot like me and try to put in, you know,
the month and
the month, the year, and the day and everything. No, just put in your birth year, and you'll get right into the website. And I can't wait to get the app tonight. I'll take a few of these home just so I can play with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, have some fun with it.
Yeah.
Perfect. You can be our key influencer.
There you go.
And spread the gospel.
We're spreading the gospel today, and we shall continue to do so because this is such a trip.
This is so outside the box.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of the reason that I wanted to bring you guys in this month is it's hard to get winemakers during crush.
Well, exactly.
You know? And then the problem is they say, I'm coming in, and then they don't because all of a sudden they're picking. And you got to say, well, no, don't pick. Come in. You know, and they say they love Jackson, but they pick.
Yeah,
and they don't
have
come
to.
In.
I just picked my nose, but they can't. They're busy doing
they're
picking
busy
and
doing
they
their
can't
thing.
Come
so
in.
We got the marketing guys and the geek.
Yeah.
Yes. Fabulous,
in the flesh,
man.
In the flesh.
You are unbelievable.
Usually I'm virtual, but now I'm physical today. So
that's right. We can tell everybody you are not a phone.
Yes. I'm not an augmented or virtual reality experience.
So are we going to try another round?
Yeah, we've got a last one here.
Okay.
So a new label for us also, Gentleman's Collection, but from Australia's Lindeman's portfolio.
Mm-hmm. Lindeman's is part of a very large operation in Australia. They have some fabulous winemakers. They have, I think the last I heard about was like 15 or 18 winemakers in that company, and really talented people, very, very talented. Most of them graduated from Roseworthy Academy in Adelaide. Really brilliant folks who have done brilliant work for the entire Australian industry.
All right, we're wrapping up this week's, what do you call it? California Wine Country. Thank you. I've just been so blown away by talking labels. I'm amazed. Our guests today are Tamara Stanfill. She is Public Relations Manager, and Ming Alterman is the Director of Digital Treasury Wine Estates, and they've come up with this Living Wine Label deal that has just blown us away. LivingWineLabels.com. Thanks, Tom Simino, for bringing these folks in.
Because
this
welcome.
Is, as you said, so out of the box, and it's so much fun. And it's hard to get people right now because it's harvest.
Winemakers are picking.
Too busy, yeah.
I'm hoping I'm picking in a couple of days. This morning I was 22.6 for my Chardonnay. So hopefully we'll pick next Tuesday.
All right. But
everybody's picking.
Too busy right
it's,
now.
You know, the freeway will be full of grape trucks here in the next day or two.
Yeah. So, again, for people just joining us, we only got a couple minutes. But, Ming, explain quickly what this whole living wine label thing is about.
If in putting it in a nutshell, it's did you ever want your wine labels to come to life through augmented reality? Well, this is the app for you then. Do you want it to tell a story? Do you want it to be interactive? Do you want to have the best trick at the party? Well, that's true, man. That's living wine labels.
That is
you know?
It.
Try to
you want to be the life of the party?
You want to be the life of the party?
Hell yeah. Plus, you could probably make some money going, hey, you want to hear this wine label talk?
Well, listen, it's better than being a musician. You walk into a party with that kind of stuff.
Next yeah. Thing, you know, I'll bet you $50 that I can make this wine label talk. And they'll go, no problem. It is fully amazing. You can get the app at the App Store and, of course, at Google.
Yep.
And I'm going to do it tonight and check this out. We've been running some of this stuff, but it's... It's amazing, Dan. I mean, this is not something you ever would have expected in all your years in the wine world.
I'm writing a column next week about Chateau Latour and how it's going to start talk to you. And we founded this label 2,000 years ago.
Somebody's going to jump off the tower.
Yeah. Oh!
It truly is unbelievable. Go to the iPhone App Store or Google. Get the app. And it's free, of course.
Of course.
Of course. And then play with this. And you guys are going to be getting a lot more wineries involved in this. There's no doubt.
Do we have time to play that last one?
Yeah. Can we play you Gentleman's Collection?
Yes.
Great. Let's do it.
All right.
This is the Lindemann's, correct?
Yep.
Lindemann's. Don't they have the cake aisle at the end of the aisle?
My dear friend, welcome to the new world of augmented reality. Well, it's not an entirely new world. The basic laws of physics still apply, as do actual laws. No theft, no carjackings. One must also remain a gentleman of utmost character. So, here's some guidance I prepared earlier for the modern gentleman.
There's nothing wrong with dating sites. I'm sitting in one right now.
Dating sites?
So we have in the experience, which I wish I could show you right now, which I'll show everyone in the room, it's Dr. Henry Lindemann talking about augmented reality. And, of course, he's passed away for now over 100 years. And then he lets the modern gentleman basically kind of like his son talk about things that now apply to being a modern gentleman.
This is so cool.
Is dating sites and other things.
We're out of time. Tamara Stanfill and Ming Alterman from Treasury Wine Estates. Go to livingwinelabels.com. Check it out. And of course, Dan Berger, we'll see you next week. Tom Simino, thanks so much for bringing these folks in, man.
Pretty fun, huh?
All right, and we'll talk to you next month.
You bet.
All
Thank
right.
you, guys.
Hannah Winery next week.
Hannah Winery. Oh.
Jeff Hinchliffe, he's a good man.
Love them. Okay, that's it for us. Have a great night. Talk to you tomorrow.